If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more. If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'uzu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting through the Paak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, in a beautiful hadith mubarakah, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated that whoever recites through the Paak upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Now imagine this, the person who constantly spends his time reciting through the Paak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, is constantly blessed with the mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked, which is the most difficult form of gratefulness? And Allah Azza wa Jal said, Musa, it is being grateful in whichever situation that you are put in. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we have every blessing under the sun, and yet we are ungrateful. Today, we have all the luxuries of life, and yet we still complain. Allahu Akbar. The reason for this is that we're always wanting more. The desire in our hearts never gets fulfilled. This hunger and this lust just carries on going. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said that the beautiful Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal says that the believer is in good and is grateful to me. And in this beautiful state, his soul departs from this world. Allahu Akbar. How blessed are those people who spend their days and nights thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for all his blessings that surround them, and in fact die in a state of gratefulness. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine their ranks in Jannah? Can you imagine how beautiful a garden would be their grave? Allahu Akbar. These are people who are grateful to the Creator and fulfill their purpose of creation by recognizing that we are servants of Allah Azza wa Jal and we are surrounded by His blessings. In another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that when one of you wants to appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, he should look at the one less than him, not the one with more than him. Today, if we were to look at those who are less privileged than us in society, and the reality is that for most of us, that's 99% of the world. Allahu Akbar. Out of 6.7 billion people who are on the surface of the earth, we are in perhaps the top 100,000, the top 1% who have got every luxury of life, and yet we still spend our days and nights complaining. We say, what have we got? What has Allah Azza wa Jal na'uzu billahi min zalik given us? Yet we do not thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the amazing body that's given us, for the amazing beauty that He's created us in. Did you ever imagine that if, say, you were missing an ear, or your nose was slightly to one side, or your eye was deformed, or your lips weren't right, or your face was deformed, you couldn't control that, you didn't create yourself. When was the last time you thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for this beautiful body, this amazing face? When you look in the mirror, do you thank Allah Azza wa Jal? Do you stand proud in arrogance thinking, look how beautiful I am? Or do you thank Allah Azza wa Jal and say, Ya Allah, you've created me beautifully, keep me smiling, and act upon the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sulaiman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a very beautiful narration that there was a man who was wealthy, and he lost his wealth, but he continued to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. He lost more, and he came to be extremely poor and in a difficult situation, but he continued to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. His condition ended up such that he was lying on a little mat, a floor mat, and spending his time there, and yet he still continued to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal and thank him for this. Once a rich man came to visit him, and he saw him busy in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, thanking him. So the rich man asked him, he said, "What are you thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for? You have nothing left." And this great man said, "No, I have everything. I thank him for the eyes he's given me. I thank him for the tongue he's given me. I thank him for the hands he's given me. I thank him for the feet he has given me." Allahu Akbar. Look at the amazing Madani mindset. Today, our gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is directly linked to the luxuries of life. And if some of the luxuries go missing, we become ungrateful. But the true pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jal don't look at the luxuries of life. They look at the Creator and continue to thank Him. Allahu Akbar. A man came to Sayyidina Sa'id bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala, complaining about his lack of means, his problems, and saying, "I've got nothing, I'm destitute, what am I going to do? I am poor, make dua for me." So the great Shaykh said, "Would you give me your eye for 100,000 dirhams?" He said, "No, I wouldn't give you my eye." He said, "Okay, why don't you give me your hands? I'll give you 100,000 dirhams." He said, "No, I can't give you my hands." "So what about your feet? Give them to me, I'll give you 100,000. He said, "No, I can't give you those." He said, "Well, a moment ago, you were saying you've got nothing, but in actual fact, you're a millionaire. You own all these faculties, which you're not willing to sell for hundreds and thousands of dinars, and yet you claim to be destitute and poor and have nothing. Haven't you contemplated on these great blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal?" Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, when we're given the great blessings, we often attribute them to our own skill and intellect, and at the best, our own kismet. "Oh, it was written in my kismet." When was it the last time that you were given good news and you acted upon the ways of our pious predecessors and you fell into prostration? Or sajdai shukr adakiya, you thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. You cried in prostration saying, "Ya Allah, I didn't deserve this, but it is your mercy and your blessings and your karam and your fazl and your amazing love for me that you have blessed me with this." When was the last time we did that? Because if we did, we would have been grateful for whatever ni'mat and gift we had been blessed with. But today we feel too proud to do that. We go, when we're stuck in difficulty, we'll go to people and hold out our hands and say, "Help me," and we'll beg for help. Why don't we prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Why don't we be grateful for the blessings we have so that we don't have to go and beg people? Wo ek sajda jise tu gira samajhta hai, hazar sajdon se deta insaan ko najat. If you'd prostrated yourself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, if you had been grateful for the blessings He had given you, you wouldn't have to hold your hand out in front of other people and ask them for their help. But the problem is, we are ungrateful. In Surah Adiyat, verse 6, the glorious Quran says, "Indeed, man is very ungrateful to his Lord." Allahu Akbar. In Sirat al-Jinan Sharif, Mufti Qasim Sardar Mubarakat Mulaliya say in the tafsir, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He swears, takes different oaths, that man is ungrateful to his Lord. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that it refers to those who, despite having blessings, refuse to accept them, forget about them, complain about the small things, don't attribute them to the great fazl and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he notes that other scholars and commentators of the glorious Quran have said that this ungratefulness refers to those who have the great blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, have a comfortable lifestyle, but then lead a life of sin, who then forget about the blessings. And some commentators have written that they forget about the blessings and all they concentrate on is the problems and the difficulties, rather than the ni'mats, the gifts that Allah has given them. Their life evolves around all the troubles. So they've got 99 blessings, they forget about those, and they just continue to complain about the one that they don't have. Allahu Akbar. The one who always looks at all the blessings that surround him and thanks Allah Azza wa Jal. When he's deprived of a ni'mat, say it's a big one as well, he will still be grateful to his Lord and ask Allah Azza wa Jal. But the one who ignores the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, when he's deprived of a blessing, he becomes upset and depressed. He becomes angry. He becomes frustrated. He doesn't know where to go. His brain doesn't function properly. He thinks everybody is out against him. Every cry is against him. And the world is against him. Why? Because he failed to look at the 99 blessings that he had. But the one he didn't took over his mind and all he could see was red. He's put on red colored tinted glasses. If you put red glasses on, the green carpet looks red. The blue sky looks red. The beautiful, vibrant orchard with all its beautiful flowers in different colors all look red. Why? Because you've put rose-tinted, red-tinted glasses on. Take them off. Be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal and count His blessings. One of the greatest difficulties that take us away from being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and actually, Nauzubillah, challenge the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and these amazing gifts that we have, is the committing of sins. Every sin makes an announcement that this person is ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every act of disobedience in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal proclaims, shouts, that this person is ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And every act of obedience, every act in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every act in accordance with the commands of the Quran, every action in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaks and says, this person is grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, it's time to think. It's time to contemplate. It's time to understand. If you do not pray 5 times a day, you are ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for all of your blessings. You are not appreciating them. Because the Creator who gave you all those blessings is simply saying to you that for everything that surrounds you, and you can't even count them, for the health, for the wealth, for the amazing luxuries I've given you, all you have to do, oh man, is 5 times a day prostrate in my court. And yet, we stand too proud, too embarrassed, or too busy, or we convince ourselves that it's not as important. It was the most fundamental obligation. The one who does not prostrate at the time of salah, misses his salah, is ungrateful for the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed him. The one who has time to read novels, has time to read newspapers and junk mail, and internet and social media and browsing the net, but does not have time for the glorious Quran, the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, the command, the manual by which you have to live your life, and then claims to be grateful, is deceiving himself, because this Quran was the reason for your existence. It gave you your true essence. It taught you who you were and where you're going. And today, you claim to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, but you have the opportunity to talk to your Creator and you ignore it. You are deceiving yourself. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, to really appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, every time you get an opportunity and there's a good path and a bad path, good deed and a sin, think, this good deed is being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for all the blessings He's given me. This bad deed is being ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. I am not only exposing myself to calamity and difficulty and hardship, but also I am displeasing Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where will I go? Whereas if I take the path of piety, I am grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Woh humare buzurg kehte the, phook phook ke kadam rakhe. You know, take every step carefully so that you do not displease Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you are truly grateful. And what is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? The scholars write that the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is actually fear that He becomes displeased with you. What would man do if the Creator is not happy with him? Your life would be useless. The true essence of life is ensuring that your actions are such that please Allah and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the greatest things that you can do is with your mind, with your tongue, with your heart, and with your actions, be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. With your mind, always contemplate and think that this is a great blessing from my Lord. I didn't deserve this, and I couldn't have earned this, and I couldn't have done anything to obtain this. It is a blessing from my Lord. With your tongue, constantly mention the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, not to show off, but to make yourself appreciate that this is a great blessing. And then with your heart, humble it in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Increase the love of Allah Azza wa Jal because of this gift and this blessing you've been given. And be grateful. And then with your actions, by staying away from sin and using this blessing of its wealth, staying away from using the wealth in the wrong way and spending it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Protect it and be grateful for it. Whether it's the body, save it from sin. Don't walk towards the wrong thing. Use it for good and pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a beautiful hadith of Mubarakah. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever is given four things is given the best of the world and the hereafter. A grateful heart, a tongue moist with the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, a body which is patient at the time of calamity, and a good wife who protects the wealth and honor of her husband. Allahu Akbar. A grateful heart, always thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. A tongue which is also thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. A body where Allah Azza wa Jal tests it and it remains patient and continues to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And a good wife, and then appreciating these great blessings. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it is incumbent upon us to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. It is wajib upon us. It is a form of worship. And we are incomplete without this. The blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal come to test us. If you are blessed with a child, prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're blessed with a good business deal, prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and thank Him. If you're blessed with any good news, prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and thank Him. Our pious predecessors, when they used to wear a new garment, they used to be so happy, they used to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for it and prostrate in His court. And just because of these amazing acts of humbleness and sincerity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, they gained not only great rewards in this world, but in the hereafter as well. Your life is incomplete without gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, in Tafsir-e-Kabir it says that being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is the essence of worship. Allahu Akbar. And disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, living a life of sin, will make your life miserable. If you want to be successful in this world and the next, then the way to do it is to acknowledge the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Start this journey of constantly reminding yourself of being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Acknowledging that everything you have hasn't come to you through your skill, through your intellect, or through your aptitude or anything else, but it is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Forgetting the apparent means of how it happened and looking at the fact that really it is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the more you contemplate, the more you mention it, and the more you prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you are thanking the Creator for this great blessing. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, your life can remain the same, but at the same time, take an amazing transformation. Your life can evolve around being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Learn the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, we are taught to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. The beautiful teachings of Amir al-Sunnah try to take arrogance and pride and vanity out of us and to instill in us a fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are taught, Alhamdulillah, if you travel in the beautiful Madani Kafras of Dawat Islami, if you make the intention of the Nafli at the Kaf through the month of Ramadan, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, you will learn the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will walk away with after the Madani kaflas, after the ittikaf, or after the Thursday istimaz, having gained great knowledge. And what will that do? It will make you grateful. How will it make you grateful? Well, they will teach you the du'a, the prayers when you wake up. So that as soon as you wake up, you read through the pak and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for giving you life after the sleep, which is a type of death. Then, when you go towards the bathroom, you thank Allah Azza wa Jal outside and you ask Him to protect you. When you relieve yourself, you come out of the bathroom, you thank Allah Azza wa Jal for taking all the diseased waste out of your body. Then you do wuzu and you prostrate yourself for fajr. You're thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. When you sit down to eat your breakfast, the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami will teach you that there's the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, to eat with the right hand, to eat with three fingers. And every time you do that, you are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, even when you're eating, and you are being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you step out of your house, the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami will show you that by leaving the home and reading the dua, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi, I leave and put my trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, you are being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. When you get in your car and you start it up, you recite Salatu Salam and you read the dua for Safar, you are being grateful for this conveyance that Allah Azza wa Jal is giving you. When you get to your work, Alhamdulillah, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, you will learn that you will make the intention to earn halal for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to feed your children, to put bread on the table, and that working becomes an act of worship and an act of gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you're going through your day, you're already planning for your Zuhr Salah, and that waiting for namaz is actually as if you are in Salah, and Alhamdulillah, you'll be getting reward for that. You are grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You pray your Zuhr, you wait for Asr, you're earning halal, but you're being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're planning your Salahs, you're prostrating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're eating, and you're eating with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You're being grateful in the accord of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you are acting upon the beautiful sunnats of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you become steadfast on these beautiful sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the stronger you become, the more blessed you become, the more grateful you become. And then tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika, Allah azza wa jal blesses those people who steadfast in their life with angels to protect them. And this is what you achieve. Your life carries on as normal, but you have become a grateful and obedient servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. And now you are thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for these eyes by not looking at the wrong thing. You are thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for these ears and being grateful by not listening to the wrong thing. You are thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for this tongue by not saying anything that displeases Allah Azza wa Jal in His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for these hands by not doing anything wrong. You are thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for these feet by not walking towards sin. But greater than that, now you are using these eyes to read the glorious Quran, to look at the beautiful Kaaba, look at the sweet Gumbad-e-Khazra Sharif, you look at the beautiful face of your parents, you're using these ears and you're being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal by listening to the recitation of the glorious Quran, listening to the Durood or Naat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listening to the commands and the beautiful voice of your parents, and using this tongue to serve the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite the glorious Quran, to read the Salam, to help your parents, Qawlan Kareema, to speak to them in beautiful words. And now you are an obedient servant in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is grateful for the blessings and the ni'mats and the Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is what life is about. Life is about recognizing the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and then spending the rest of your life thanking Him. And the beauty is, as we've heard over the last episodes, that thanking Him is very, very easy to do, but the rewards are magnificent. The reward is that what you have is protected and increased manifold. What you have is increased by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, by His mercy and by His blessings. He gives you more, He gives you greater, He gives you better, all because all you've done is thanked Him for His blessings. Let's learn this skill for the rest of our lives. You know, people look for that secret to success, that key that makes them wealthy in this world, successful in this world. Whatever they want, they achieve. What makes them successful? Being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's be humble and grateful servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this gratefulness will increase the love of Allah Azza wa Jal in our hearts, will bring us close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This life will become blissful. When we leave this world, if we die in a state of gratefulness, a beautiful grave awaits us. Beautiful gardens, doors to the gardens of paradise. And then on the day of judgment, we will stand proud in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we will be sent to the great gardens of paradise. Peace and tranquility. Allah Azza wa Jal will reward us for being grateful in His court. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us a life of humbleness, sincerity, and gratefulness in His court. A gratefulness is not just on our lips, but can be seen in our actions, in our everyday life. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more. If you're grateful